For the last 5 years, I've talked about various politicians on Michigan radio, sometimes praising and sometimes criticizing them. One thing you know for sure, however, I've never taken any money from any politician or interest group. If I did, Michigan radio would fire me instantly, as well they should. You may not like some of my opinions, but you at least know they aren't bought and paid for. We expect this standard from anyone practicing journalism. So, wouldn't you think that we have a right to expect it to an even greater degree from those who seek to lead us? The next governor, whomever he may be, there are no women running this time, at least on the major party tickets, will have to make major decisions on important issues to the people and the state. Ideally, you wouldn't want him taking money for his campaign from any special interest group. But that's how the game is played. Here's an example. Take one of the most controversial issues, the decision whether or not to proceed with a new, internationally owned bridge across the Detroit River. Most governments and corporations support this proposal. However, Matty Maroon doesn't. That's not surprising. He's the sole owner of the Ambassador Bridge, which has a monopoly over heavy truck traffic now. Of the 7 major party candidates running for governor, 5 oppose the proposed Detroit River International Crossing. 1 clearly favors it. Speaker of the House Andy Dillon, a Democrat. Another, Republican Rick Snyder, is leaning towards a new bridge. The amount of money these men have gotten from Mr. Maroon is zero. But what about the 5 who oppose a new bridge? Well, Pete Hoekstra got at least $13,600 from Maroon. Mike Cox got the same. Even Tom George, a long shot seen as the least likely to win, got $3,400. Democrat Virge Bernero got twice that. And Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard and his political action committee raked in more than $45,000 combined. To me, this presents a clear potential conflict with the public interest, but the law doesn't see it that way. Corporations don't give money for selfless reasons, said Rich Robinson, who runs a nonpartisan, nonprofit Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Of course they don't. They have policy agendas they want to advance. But Robinson isn't concerned with the contributions like Maroon's. At least they're out in the open. What he finds much more ominous is that in Michigan, corporations or individuals can legally spend hundreds of thousands on ads attacking or promoting candidates without revealing who the individuals are who are bankrolling such efforts. That's not, Robinson said, because of the U.S. Supreme Court decision earlier this year that said nobody can limit the amount of campaign spending. The court said states had every right to require those putting up these dollars to identify themselves. But the Michigan Senate has repeatedly refused to pass such a bill, and without one, talk of campaign finance reform is essentially meaningless. What I'd suggest is that after this primary election is over, you lobby the winners hard to do something about this. Or we might just end up someday with the worst government that money can buy.